Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Banca Generali First Quarter 2009 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Giuliana Pagliari, Investor Relator of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, madam.
Yeah, good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to our conference call on the quarter results that we just published. First of all, I would like to inform you that our presentation is available on our website under the English side only for the time being. We're working to put it available also on the Italian side as well as soon as possible. The presentation, as usual, is carried on by our CEO, Mr. Giorgio Girelli, and by our General Manager, Mr. Pier Mario Motta. Mr. Giancarlo Fancel, our CFO, is also here and available for the question. I would leave the word straight to Mr. Girelli.
Good afternoon to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to be here today with us. I would like to start immediately with the slide number 3, that is a short summary of what we will go to detail later on. I would say the first quarter of 2009 gave a very satisfactory results. We said the start off on the right foot. We concentrate the key message in two words: solid growth. We will see why. We can see immediately that the net profit was 5 million euro, including 0.8 million euro of red result of Syngenia that will be out of the consolidation perimeter from the second half of 2009. So excluding Syngenia, we should have 5.8, and definitely it is the best quarter in terms of net results of the last 3 years. So I would say good in such in the environment of the first quarter of this year. We will see after. Here only we give some detail. We have a strong interest margin with despite the interest rate fall. We have an improving gross commission from the levels of the last quarter of 2008. We have positive contribution from the expiry of existing bonds and from trading, even if partly counterbalanced by asset impairment. We have very, very good net inflows with a dramatic change in sales mix, very good asset under management resilience, and Banca del Gottardo already fully integrated. In the slide number 4, we have here, and I would like to comment, even if the slides after the 4 will give more details about that. So first of all, net interest income went up from 14 to 16.3 with a change of 16.4%. We have gross commission sliding down 9.5% and the commission expenses sliding more than that, 12%, 12.5%, so the net commission are going down quarter on quarter only by 7%. The net income from the trading activities is 5.5%, so the net banking income went up about 45% from 37.9 to 54.9. An increase, extraordinary increase of the operating cost in the first quarter, when going up about 20%. We will detail after. We can say that there are some extraordinary expenses due to Banca del Gottardo and to some IT projects that the bank made in this period, and we can say that this growth of the cost absolutely will not be sustained during the year. So the operating profit is going down from 9 million to 20.3 with an increase of 124%. We had an adjustment, we have a couple of impairment, 3.5 I will detail after. The net provisions are more or less the same of last year. And then so the profit before taxation is going very highly up from 1.2 to 9.5. We have, as you see here, still a not so low tax rate, 35.2%. It's not the tax rate that we will have during the year. During the first quarter we have some, let's say, seasonality reasons, the so-called IRAP tax. And we have, as I already said, still the consolidation of Syngenia. You see in the line that you see here income losses after tax on assets held for sale. So all including that, the profit is going from minus 0.7 of last year to 5 million of this year. We have a very good result in the cost income ratio, going from 33% to 60.7%. Earning before tax and depreciation is going up from 10 to 21.6 million. So I would say that is a very good industrial result. The financial net result is not so highly affecting, because if you add the 5.5 and the impairment of 3.5, you see that the contribution of the finance is not so high. So I consider it a very good quarter result, even because we had some extraordinary costs, as I already said, and we still have a tax rate that will be not the tax rate for all the year long. So slide number 5, some more details about the financial items. We had in the first quarter 6.8 realized gains on the investment portfolio, primarily referring to the disposal of bonds held in for trading and available for sale. We had 1.3 of unrealized losses on the held for trading bond portfolio, and we have the write-off, 3.5. The write-off was come 2.2 million from an investment in a private equity fund that we made several years ago, in 2001. The company took dividends for about 3.5 million during this year. The private equity fund paid the dividend also the last year. Now they made a write-off, so that obliged us to make an impairment of 2.2 million. Then we have 1 million of impairment on some very small equities on some banks. We have a very small equity portfolio, about 10 million euro. According to the accounting principles of our mother company, we made 1 million of impairment, but of course this impairment can be fully recovered during the next period of time. So as I said already, it's a good result of the financial items, but definitely the good result of the quarter came from the industrial management of the company. So slide 6, looking at the net banking income, we can see that we have very sound absolute values in the first quarter versus the first quarter of 2008. We have the interest margin going up from 14 to 16.3. Then we have the net commission from 35.7 to 33.1. And we have the net income from trading and dividends. We have from 1.8 to 6.8, and much less unrealized losses from 13.5 to 1.3. So it's a very solid and very satisfactory net banking income, going up year quarter on quarter of 45%, and I would consider this in such market landscape very satisfactory for the company. Let's skip to page to slide 7, interest margin. We wanted to be very detailed there. We compared the result of the first quarter of 08, 14 million, you see, and coming to now, you have the contribution of Banca del Gottardo, 1.1, amortized cost. You remember that the company set many unrealized losses during 07 and 08, and we several times said that should have been a buffer for recovery of revenues, and exactly that is happening. This 2.2 are unrealized losses posted in 07 and 08 that come now to be revenue. I think this figure will go on during the next quarters, and of course it's a very good buffer for the interest margin. The interest margin is also helped by the large part of variable rates, 70% of, and of course in the first month of the year the rates are going down much slower pace than they are not following the river that is going down dramatically. If we compare the last quarter of 08 and the first quarter of 09, we see that the decrease is not very heavy. We go down only 8.4%. Slide 8. We talk about gross commissions. We see that we have a decline of 9.5% quarter on quarter. As already said, we have net commission going down only 7%. But I would underline what is a very, very good for us result of the gross commission the last quarter of 08 and the first quarter of 09. We have an increase of the 3%. That is not so much 3%, but I think that is indicatory of how the asset mix of the company is recovering and how the network is well managed and able to give good results in terms of revenues. I consider that this result of the commissions is one of the best for the company. You see that in the 57.7 we had 2.2 million of performance fees. Then we had 13 million of front fees. Front fees went up from 99.3% to 13%, mainly to a good sale of insurance products and some bonds that we sold. We have some less banking revenues going down from 8.2 to 5.2. This is coming from a fall in trading commission, given that the first quarter of 09 was one of the most horrible in terms of trading activities all over the world. But now in this, in April and in May, these figures are well recovering, also due to the market. Slide 9, net commissions. You remember perhaps that in 08 we had some extraordinary items in the payout level, and we said that should have been recovered, and exactly what we did. You see there that the first quarter of 08 the payout level was 44%, going up to the full year 52.9. We are now 42.5. So we are absolutely in line with the action announced for the optimization of the payout. And of course, this is another I would say good news. Slide number 10, the cost. You see here the cost. You see in the middle, the first quarter of 08 restated including Banca del Gottardo, and compared with the first quarter of 09, we have an increase of 9.7%. You see that the increase is not coming from the staff cost, but is coming from general expenses. This is due, as I already said, from Banca del Gottardo integration and some consultancy project and IT upgrading. So definitely we can say that discussed a one-off for improving the company. As a matter of fact, during this first month of 2009, we prepared a very large and detailed plan for cost reduction, touching BSI Italia integration and the organization streamlining, processes optimization, and so on and so forth. All this action will give the benefit in the very latest part of 2009 and mostly in 2010. So our cost management is going very well, and we have planned, as already announced, intensive cost reduction plan that will give the full benefits in the next year. At page 11, we see another good point, that is the improved profitability. That quarter on quarter is going up of 4 basis points from 1.55 to 1.59, and the cost income ratio that is going down of 12.8 percentile points. This is the result exactly of an increasing push of managed products, as that led to an improvement of the asset profitability, and the cost-income ratio benefited an extension of revenue-based, more than offsetting the increase of the cost. So also in the profitability of the assets and of the cost, the company is very well doing. So I have completed now the presentation of the first of the economic results, and I will go to the next chapter, that is net inflows and assets. Slide number 13. You see there, which is our solid growth. You see there the funds and the SICAVs of Banca Generali. You see that in the first 4 months we had the positive inflows in our products of 98.5 million. While the market went down 13.7 billion. So Banca Generali strongly outperformed the Italian mutual funds, and it is absolutely the result of the medium-term strategy focusing on the asset management. If you look at the net inflows of the networks, here we have only the figures updated to March, because we don't have still the figures of the market until April. We see here we are very satisfied, because we have 113 million, 11% of market share, but I can see that definitely, as you can see here, Banca Generali is the first in ranking of the networks that are focusing on affluent and private clients. All the other competitors of ours that are focusing on the same market as ours, I would say Credit Suisse, I would say Fidelium, I would say Finanza Futura and Azimut, are definitely lower than us, and some of them are in deep red figures. Page, slide 14. We have here the result that we announced, that we announced month by month, and the latest we announced a couple of weeks ago. We have the net inflows until April. We have 240 million of net inflows in managed assets, and managed assets are mutual funds, asset management, and life insurance, and minus 84 in non-managed assets. You see the dramatic change versus last year. Last year in the April we had minus 27 in managed assets. Now we have 240 positive. Banca Generali, if we consider only mutual funds, so excluding life insurance, last year we had minus 750, and this year we are positive 77. So it's I would say useless to comment that. I think that it is the result in the managed assets of a persisting strategy. We are not pushing this year in administrative products what we consider unprofitable market campaigns on the aggressive market interest rates on current account and repos. The Banca Generali is not following the market there, is not offering the market very high interest rates in current accounts and repos and time deposits because we don't think that they are profitable. So this is the reason. The reason is that I don't think that a client that is coming with you taking a very high interest rate will never become loyal to you. The history of the banking system, is saying to us since 10 years that the loyalty of the clients on the interest rates is very, very low. And we don't want to run this game. We want only to run the long-term play. As as Pier Mario Motta will say after, we are hardly pushing on the transfer of the securities of clients. As you know, we are pushing so much in capturing clients from traditional banks. And there we think that there is a long-term value to take out. So our strategy is not to push interest rates and on the contrary to push on transferring assets, securities of new clients from traditional banks. Slide 15, we are very satisfied about that. We have that the average net fund performance is at 3.2 positive year to date, and our core and most important product, which is BG Selection, is at 4% year to date. So excellent results there. We have a very satisfied clients and networks that invested there, and of course it's then at the end very positive for the company. Slide number 16, and it is the last for me before leaving the word to Pier Mario and then to take back the word for wrap up at the end. The asset breakdown of the company, full year at the end of the year, 19, now 18.8, so very stable, broadly stable, minus 1.3 despite challenging equity markets. You know about that. We have an overall equity exposure that is still limited to about 20%, and nowadays it is proving to be a winning tool to protect asset clients and to attract new money. I would like to spend a couple of comments about that. We have followed the strategy since a long period of time. We think that it's much better to protect the assets of the clients, even if, of course, if you come down from the equity investment to more protective investment, of course, it's not so good for your commission, that is clear, but it's much better for your clients. And so this is something where we are very convinced that we are not running the company like a gambler. We are running the company to be competitive in the next period of time. We have the network very satisfied and the clients as well. As I will say at the end, inside this portfolio, we have a very large share of liquidity, about 3 billion euro spread between current accounts and the life policy, the so-called rialancio that we sold last year, that is very fastly transforming liquidity. So we have about 3 billion euro, and then we have a large share of total return products, about 1.7 million, that we are transforming to be more equity oriented. So our strategy is to, first of all, to protect the client's assets, and because here we see that there is the real value, the real long-term value for the company. I would like now to leave the word to Pier Mario Motta, that as usual will give you an updating of the business.
you, Giorgio. Good afternoon. Slide 18. As far as recruiting is concerned, during the fourth quarter of 2009, 15 new professionals were recruited, out of which 10 IFAs within Banca Generali and 5 private within Banca BSI Italia. We expect that these recruitments will bring inflows for about 190 million of euro by the end of the year. The high interest from professionals towards our brand and our distribution model, together with a series of negotiations moving towards a positive conclusion, make us believe we will reach a recruitment target ranging between 300-500 million of euro by the end of the 2009. Recruiting costs are around 2% in line with our estimates. Slide 19. As already mentioned before, by the end of April 2009, we gathered positive net inflows for 156 million of euro, which was one of the best results among FA networks, out of which 82 million gathered by mutual funds in opposition to the general negative trend in 2009 of about 13.7 billion of euro recorded by the banks until April. Our network focused on the push of units of existing SICAVs while exploiting the decrease in interest rates and the prospect for market recovery. The excellent quality of the flexible and total return products of our Luxembourg-based SICAVs is proving to be ideal tool in this particular financial situation. The futures of multi-unit SICAV BG selection, investing in 100% multi-brand fund of fund, were really successful. Let me remind you that BG selection is made up of 14 units due to become more than 20 by end 2009, providing our clients with the widest asset allocation, the best tax optimization option within the system, capital gain and losses, switch timelines, 2 days value only, a very high flexibility, as the authorization process for new units is quite quick. These key factors make BG Selection SICAV one of the most innovative products in the market. In addition to all this, also investment lines based on geographical areas performed very well. According to the last 2 months' performance, their increase ranged from about 18% for North America to 4% of Eastern Europe. China and India equity funds increased by about 25%, whereas the Italian equity fund increased by 36%. Excellent results were given also by product segments such as discretionary account and SICAV fund that very highly appreciated by the market, which awarded our asset management company on several occasions with official prizes, Milano Finanza, Morningstar, Perseus Rating. At the bottom of the slide, we aligned another driver of commercial strategy, that is the transfer of security deposit of other banks. This the initiative was implemented during first quarter 2009 and is mainly driven by commercial and specific technical training on large scale involving 400 FAs by the end of January, ad hoc incentive plan for the network rewarding every transfer, bond portfolio advisory desk, list of suggested bonds and some examples of duration diversified bond portfolios. Let me point out, as already mentioned during many of our previous presentations, the global assets amount to about 3 trillion of euro, equivalent to Italian households' assets invested directly in bonds. Slide 20. The uncertainty due to stock exchange trends over the last 9 years and governmental bond rates around 1% helped attracting clients and networks' attention onto our insurance product. New insurance inflows amounted to 278 million of euro year-to-date compared to a whole year target for 2009 ranging around 400-500 million of euro. The network focused on the new traditional life policy BG Valore, which has always been highly appreciated by our clients as it combines to the profitability of a predominantly corporate bond investment with a safe capital guaranteed by General Brand. We are also very satisfied with BG Evolution Sales, our new unilink capital protected policy with zero coupon, 100% multi-brand ETF products. This product that we have just started to market is usually proposed with an annual premium formula in order to provide our clients with a gradual and safe equity investment solution. First results are really encouraging, and we believe that the amount of allocated assets will reach 20 million of euro by the end of the semester. Slide 21. New products. By the end of first half online, five new BG selection units will be launched and BG advisory will be fully operative. For the first time in Italy, prestigious third parties will manage a unit with a BG selection seeker. More specifically, we are talking about five new lines of fund of fund, three of which are total return, managed by BlackRock, Morgan Stanley and Crédit Agricole, and two equity funds by geographical area, First Equity Asia managed by Invesco and one globally equity by Fontobel. During second half of 2009, other five new lines with five major international companies will be added. The launch of this product will take place at the end of May, and a dedicated roadshow will be organized throughout our Italian main offices, involving 1,800 professionals among FS, private bankers, and relationship managers, in addition to the asset management companies involved. These new products will provide the bank with the same high profitability as our existing Luxembourg-based fund of fund, offering meanwhile the same advantages of BG Selection Seeker, as the ones mentioned in the previous slide, once for all the opportunity to switch from one unit to another in just 2 days' time. What's new in second quarter 9 in terms of long-term advisory is also BG Advisory, an innovative platform on paid advisory for financial investment designed in cooperation with Morningstar, a major worldwide player in independent financial research. The platform is already at the disposal of 2,250 private bankers, a relationship manager of Banca BSA Italia, and 150 among the best FAs of Banca Generali, for a total of 400 people. Yet our aim is to extend it to all our top professionals for a total of 1,000 FAs. This new release is a deeply fine-tuned version of O7 platform and 100% MiFID compliant. The official launch of the renewed platform will take place at the IT Forum in Rimini, the annual meeting organized by Morningstar, which is the reference point for the advisory and financing sector.
Okay, thanks Pier Mario. I think that you could appreciate in the presentation that the strategic guidelines and the commercial development guidelines of Banca Generali are very are going on in the same pace that we are going on since several months. I think that the major strength of Banca Generali is just to keep the strategy very solid and sound. We are going on in making the same actions that we started to make in the beginning of 2008, launching new products, giving more profitability to the assets, and so on. So I think and launching new products, these new fund of funds are definitely a new thing on the market. So this is absolutely, I would say, one of the major strengths of the bank. So let me go to slide number 23, that is a wrap-up for this presentation. I would like to spend some minutes with you to comment this. I think that this result of the first quarter, we know that the first quarter is still a small part of the year. It is only the beginning. But I would say this result are the best confirmation that as we are saying, Banca Generali is very well equipped to face the market opportunities and challenges in any market condition. I would underline this. We are now seeing a recovery of the equity markets. We are looking in the latest 4 or 5 weeks, and we are glad about that, but of course nobody in the world is still sure about the solidity of the recovery and whatsoever. We are managing the company in a very cautious way. We want to be the winner in the medium long term, and definitely we will be. We think that the medium term strategy that we set for the company is very appropriate. Let me say why we consider this. The first point, we think that defensive asset allocation, together with the upgrading of the network, because we are working also to have not so many consultants, but only high-quality consultants, coupled with the strength of the Generali brand, led us to achieve a very positive inflows. I think that they are the best in our competitive scenario, as I said before, because there are some other competitors that made it better than us in terms of inflows, but we don't consider them competitors in terms of strategic focusing of the client. So these actions led us to achieve a very positive net inflows results. Then the second point, as we are saying since a lot of time, we think that the widest choice of products to have together all the banking products, life insurance, asset management, and to have together the open architecture and open architecture is, I would say that I don't understand why, but it's obvious that in such business environment, for asset gathering, you will be compelled to have that. So this is becoming a must to be competitive and also to retain, for the retention, the attraction of top consultants. Permai already said that we are having in this moment many candidatures spontaneous from top consultants in the market. They don't feel satisfied in their company because the company is not able to offer the products, or the strategic position of their company is not satisfied. So we are having really a lot of candidates spontaneous, and of course it is helping us in terms of the cost, because the cost of the recruitment are going down in this way, because of course if you have an autonomous, spontaneous candidatures, it is clear that you can pay less than the past. In the product architecture and in the open architecture, you see that all the competitors become followers. Now all they are followers, and there Banca Generali really enjoys a very good competitive advantage of at least a couple of years. But of course we don't want to sit and wait and to lose this competitive advantage. We are going on, and exactly what Mario presented, we're a new fund of funds open architecture. It's brand new in the market, so we will maintain our competitive advantage. And I see that many of the financial consultants that are coming to us spontaneously, they are asking, they came to us because the banking product, Banca Generali is a bank, and the open architecture. They see that the expertise of Banca Generali in open architecture is really very, very high, and they are very attracted about that. Because the clients are asking that, it's clear, because now a client is not satisfied of only your own funds, because sometimes they are not performing, so they are asking also the other products in the world. And it's clear that this is something that is already consolidated in the world, all over the world. Only Italy has not yet this consolidated competitive landscape, and it will have. So Banca Generali there has a real competitive advantage. The P&L, I would define that very healthy, even if in a very tough quarter, and we have also a very solid balance sheet. We have a 12% of ratio of the capital ratio on the assets, so very solid, and we have a very large liquidity. In this kind, for giving you a figure, we have about 700 million liquidity that we give every day in the market, in the interbanking market. So the bank is very solid. We see now a lot of opportunities of growth, medium-term opportunities of growth. We are working on some of them, and we do hope that we can give more details in the short term. And we never push in commenting, but we see that there might be opportunities in repatriation of assets. We still don't know how much, when will be, but of course I don't think that there is another competitor better placed than Banca Generali in such issue. Then we see that the results of April were very positive, the profit and loss was very positive, so I think that we are very, very satisfied now there. We have a large efficiency cost program that have been definitely set up, I already said it, and give benefits in late 09 and 10. I said already that the company has a an excellent flexibility with existing liquidity that is about 3 billion and a large share of total return, 1.7. So I would say that all in all, the forecast, looking at forward, the situation Banca Generali is very solid and positive. When I look at the market, I mean the equity market, I see that sometimes the market is not so much appreciating our long-term strategy and looking at spicy stories. It is not our strategy. We have been blamed sometimes to not to be so spicy. The market is going to look, trying to understand so much performance fees and so on and so forth. We try to look at the medium-term perspectives of the company. Perhaps if I can, I can make a joke, I would say that to eat every day spicy is not so good for your stomach. And the market, I think that clearly showed us this in the latest couple of years. So we don't want to be so spicy, but we want to be very healthy and solid for the stomach of our investors. So So that's all I would say. I hope that we could have been able to give you some outlines of the results of the first quarter, and as usual we are at your disposal for any questions you may have. Thanks.
Excuse me, this is a Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Atanasio Pantarottas of Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions. One regards the cost. If you can provide us some more detail of what we can expect to see the level of the G&A cost in the following quarters, and maybe what could be the benefit in 2010. The second one regards the performance fees. I remember that in your Luxembourg fund you have a tool that evaluate performance fees on a monthly basis, looking at the past 3 months performance, if I remember correct. So my question is that if you can provide us which was the level of performance fees at the end of April, and what could be the level on May, provided more or less stable market. I suppose that could be a good positive figure thanks to the recovery of equity market. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Pantarottas. As I said about the cost, we will have a full year. I would think that for giving a guidance, we will not have a full year with an increase of cost more than 4 or 5% all compounded a year. And we are working for the cost optimization for the next year. The most important is DSI, where you know that there are important benefits in terms of rationalization. And then we are working hardly in the process of streamlining that will give benefit in terms of G&A and personnel costs in the year 10. So I think the decrease of the cost in the year 10 will be, I don't know still how much, but will be an important figure. For the performance fees, we have accounted 2 million, 2.2 million at the end of March. At the end of April, more or less we have four altogether, so other 2 million for the month of April. We didn't make many forecasts for the rest of the year because we are not so, I would say, excited maybe in making this forecast. When we have, we are glad. But our process, our strategy is not in this way. So if the market will go well, or will maintain stable, we think that we will have positive returns on that.
Thank you.
Next question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have some questions. The first one is on the private equity investment where you took a loss in the first quarter, just to understand what is the amount invested at the moment after the provision. The second question is on interest income, which was, let's say, much higher than I expected. I just want to have a bit of more color on the benefit from the amortized cost that was 2.2 million in the first quarter, just to understand for how long this positive impact would be felt for the full year until 2010 or even more. And if you can comment on the reason why the negative impact on net interest income, the negative impact from lower ECB rates was only 1 million, if I'm not wrong, because I expected something more sizable. And the final question on the provisions for recruiting, the 7 million, if I remember well, in the first quarter, just to understand if, assuming for the full year something like 13, 14 million, as in 2008, is a reasonable expectation, or we can expect more because you are recruiting more people, or less. So if you can just give a guidance on this item, the provision for recruiting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. About the private equity, I told you that is an old investment. Now, after the impairment, the value is 5 million euro. The fund will go to expire in 11. So I think that we will have no further impact, even because the other investments are very sound and good. The second, I remember that as I said before, the investment was made in 2001, so it's quite old and
yes,
and gave 3.2 million of dividends to the company. The interest margin. The benefit from unrealized losses, of course, it will go on during this year, and also for the next year, because we have a large portfolio of unrealized losses that will when the bonds will come to expiry will give benefit. So will go on during this year and will go on also for the year 10, probably also for 11. As you remember, perhaps that was a big matter of discussion when we posted these unrealized losses. You remember that Banca Generali was the first to do it, to post unrealized losses in the third quarter of 2007. I could make a comment about that. When we did it in the third quarter of 2007, we were very, very, very hit by this because you remember it was after the subprime crisis of 2007. We were very hit, and also in the psychological mind, I would say. And I remember that when we decided to do it and presented this figure, we were worried about that. But I had a discussion with one of the most brilliant asset manager for the financial services, and I was speaking with him, saying, "Oh, fine, I'm worried about that." And he said, "No, I am not absolutely, because these losses, unrealized losses, are coming from very sound bonds. So you will recover at the end. This is a buffer for new revenues, and you will pay on that a very lower tax rate versus now. So at the end, for me, that I am an investor, this is an opportunity." I'm telling you this because that was very important to me, because we were the first and nobody made unrealized losses. So in the balance sheet, at one time we thought that we were the most stupid in the world in the financial management, and the other they came out in 08. But now this unrealized losses they are becoming revenues. We said, and also we paid dividends on that. So we are very proud of this figure, because this is something that we said that, and as usual, we are maintaining our word. So sorry if I made only 2 minutes of comment, because it is something very important for Banca Generali. The negative impact of you one first Q. Why so low? I told you that there are we have a bond portfolio made at 7% of variable rates. So you know that the yields on the variable rates are going down much in a very slower pace versus the Euribor rate, and so we have also, I would say, a good management in the treasury department. So they are very able to keep opportunities, to take opportunities, and to exploit them. So I would say that it's a very good result, surprising. And of course, we will have a slight decline on the interest margin during the year, but I think that will give good surprise to us. Then the provision of 7 million for the full year. Yes, with constant pace, I would see that 14 or 15 could be. But as I told you, we are really full of candidatures autonomous, and so we are looking at them. If we see if there is value, we will recruit more people than forecasted, and so perhaps we could have more provisions. But of course, there should be good opportunities. We made the choice to account the provisions on the year one, so we go on, and we have a lot of opportunities. We see if there are good, really good opportunities, we take them.
Thank you.
Next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I have a few questions, if I may. The first one is back on again on recruitment. When you commented during the presentation, Mr. Motta, you said 300-500 million of inflows coming from recruitment, if I understand, during this year. Can you give us also a target for net inflows overall, if it's possible, and if you are expecting the switch, the nice switch you have experienced in the last few months into managed assets to continue. To remain on the product side, another question, if I may, on margins. If I'm not wrong, probably Real Lunch has been replaced by this BG Valore. Can you compare the profitability of the two products just to understand better where we are there, and if you can give us an idea of the profitability of the new products that you are launching. Another final question is on the tax rate. You said many times during the presentation that the tax rate for the first quarter is particularly high. Can you remind us what's your target in terms of tax rate as a guidance for the full year? Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Villa. Yeah, what you mentioned, 300 and 500, is the potential of inflows coming from the recruitment. The net inflows overall is, I would say, it's a good question looking at the markets. Now we are at the year accumulated, we have about 140 million of net inflows. We hope to go on well in the next month, depending also from the market. But particularly, I want to give you an answer about you asked if the switch into managed asset will continue. Definitely, yes, it will continue, and this is the most important figure. You see that, which is how much is dramatic the switch, the change from previous year, and this will go on. The margins, Real Lunch versus Valore, I would say that much of money, most of the money of Valore is new money. We don't have so much as switch from Real Lunch. For giving you the margins are more or less the double between Valore and Real Lunch. Real Lunch is much more a liquidity life insurance. Valore, I remember that he is a segregated funds investing only in corporate.
Sorry if I interrupt you on that, but are you still selling Real Lunch as well, or
no?
Okay,
Real Lunch was closed, mm-hmm. And in the next year we've increased very much also the margins of Real Lunch. Real Lunch had the first 2 years with 1% of commission, and from the next year will become 1.5. So also the profitability of Real Lunch will go up. And the payout of the network is 0.20%. And also for the next year, when the product will go up in profitability from 1 to 1.5. The tax rate, the first Q was 35. The guidance, I would say that if you stay in a range between 20 and 25, I think it's a figure that can be considered reliable.
Okay, thank you. Just a final question. Can you give us the amount of assets under management as of today or end of April?
They should be more. I should be that they could be near to 19 billion.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Okay, I would like to thank you for your attendance to this conference call. I do hope that the next quarter will give some good results as this. I'm convinced that they can be. Particularly, I want to underline that the bank is going on with this sound medium-term strategy. We want to look at real long-term value. Thanks all of you for your attendance, and have a good afternoon.